Speaking at a news conference on the GOP's legislative agenda, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson rejected the notion that the Republican-led House should take up the Senate's recently passed foreign aid package.
We are not going to be forced into action by the Senate, who in the latest product they sent us over does not have one word in the bill about America's border, not one word about security.
Republicans in the House are largely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner. Trump previously called on GOP lawmakers to reject a bipartisan border deal that was originally a part of the foreign aid package so that he could use immigration as a political issue during the presidential campaign. Johnson said he'd oppose that deal because it didn't go far enough in stopping immigration.
The reason that the other one was dead on arrival is because it did not meet the moment. It would not have solved the problem. You can't leave giant loopholes and codify some of the things that have gotten us into this situation.
Even without the border deal, Trump still opposes the Senate-passed foreign assistance for Ukraine's fight against Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion. Johnson has personally said he wants to support Ukraine, but has been unable to convince his far-right majority. His opposition to the latest bill throws the foreign aid package into serious doubt. Democrats have called on Johnson to stop stalling the bill and let it go to the floor for a vote, where they say it would easily pass. Democratic Representative Pete Aguilar of California said that Johnson's stance doesn't make any sense.
What is he afraid of? To put national security first, to help our country, to push back and push back against Putin, and to make sure that our country is protected. What is his concern? Give us a vote. House Democrats will be focused on bipartisan solutions, working in a way that will help deliver that piece of legislation.
Democratic Representative Ted Lieu of California accused Johnson of being beholden to the most extreme members of his caucus, to the detriment of the nation.
Unfortunately, Speaker Johnson seems to be captured by the Marjorie Taylor Greene extreme faction of the party, their pro-Putin caucus. There's really no other explanation for why he wouldn't let a vote happen on this bipartisan bill.
Meanwhile, some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have begun discussing employing an unusual procedure that would force the House to take up the bill for a vote over the objections of the GOP speaker and his leadership. The so-called discharge petition is a cumbersome maneuver and something of a long-shot approach, but it could be one way to leverage the political power of the more centrist Republican lawmakers in a coalition with Democrats to ensure aid to Ukraine and other allies. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.